This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Mike's telling me to go to the hotline. Mike's telling me to disregard these regular slobs calling the show. Who are just... Mike said this: the person on the hotline will dwarf these no-names and these losers and half-wits. That we have an actual legitimate famous person on the line. And I said to him, who could this be? I got to hear who Mike's idea of a famous person is. The mystery caller, to whom am I speaking?
Well, hi, Tom. This is John Hodgman calling.
Oh, my goodness. It's John Hodgman. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I don't think there's ever been a better description of me than Mike's idea of a famous caller.
Than Mike's idea of a famous caller?
That's right.
Well, Mike, look. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to repeat the same words.
Look. We'll get our thing down, buddy. We're getting the back and the forth. It's like Nichols and May. We just did it again. Nichols and May step on each other once in a while.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm calling you from a remote location in the northern part of the state of Maine.
The northern parts of Maine.
That's right. And I feel as though we are speaking through a long plastic tube. Or some tin cans connected by a lower intestinal tract. Like our connection is not very great.
No, it's not a great connection tonight.
And is there something I'm doing wrong? That's all I.
I think it might have to do with location. Is those location factor into this at all?
I feel like you are speaking to me from another room, and I am in a chamber at the bottom of a pool. but I enjoy hearing your voice very much.
You're like a chamber, like, so is it what's
like
that
a
magician?
Houdini.
Yeah. That's who I was trying to think of. Houdini.
I'm bound with chains at the bottom of a milk can.
When they did that thing with Houdini.
Yeah.
So did he really he was just like, man, it's me, Houdini. Like, is that how Houdini talked, I'm assuming, back then?
Yeah, of course.
Probably just
right.
Like,
yeah,
it's
me, Houdini.
Yeah, see, it's me, Houdini. You want to watch me?
I'm a famous gangster, Houdini.
Yeah, I'm going to drop myself in a tank, see? And then some guy just comes up and, like, punches him in the stomach?
Over and over again.
My name's Houdini, and I can tell you, I can take any... Boo!
There's no way I can die. Put me in a silk can underwater, tie me to a horse, set me on fire. It doesn't matter. I'm Houdini.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, smart guy. How about some repeated punches to the stomach? I'm dead.
Yes, the mat.
You know what? That's the hip-hop opera. Forget about Hamilton.
Houdini. Look, when that thing goes under, which it's going to as soon as that dude leaves.
No.
That thing will be, that theater will be empty by Halloween. That'll be a Halloween store.
Oh, Tom, you're hurting me physically. It's like you're punching me in the stomach, Houdini style.
You know
how close I am to Hamilton.
I'm going to call it right now.
All right.
What's the name of the theater that's at?
The Richard Rogers Houdini Theater.
By Halloween, that will be a Halloween store. Selling costumes.
It's going to be a pop-up?
Yeah, it's going to be a pop-up Halloween store. Once right. that dude leaves that show, it's going to be, they'll have Hamilton merchandise still there.
Sure.
And they'll probably have some of the baseballs that Billy Crystal signed for 700 right. summers or whatever it was. What if it was 700 summers and it turned out he was like some weird...
he's an immortal.
Yeah, I only spent 700 summers with my pop. Like, 700?
Right. Yeah.
And then he's like, I meant Sundays. Like, he realizes he gave away too much. I meant Sundays.
It would explain a lot about if we learned that he was an immortal, not for us at this point.
Or if he's,
so you're saying...
What if his father is Uatu? What if his father is Uatu?
Uatu. You know my son, Nosferatu.
Yeah. It's me, Uatu. My son is Nosferatu.
Yeah. That means that in our ancient moon man language, that means the watch. These are some deep cuts, by the way. But let me just clarify. You're saying that by All Hallows Eve of this year,
yeah.
the Richard Rogers Disney Theater
yeah.
will be a pop-up Halloween shop selling Hamilton merchandise.
Selling Donald Trump masks.
Donald Trump masks.
Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton right. masks.
Right. Sexy John Hodgman costumes.
Sexy John Hodgman costumes. Super sexy right. John Hodgman costumes in the back.
Sure.
They sell them in the back. You have to go through the
right.
saloon doors
right.
to get those.
And then 1,000 plastic spiders for $5.
That, yes.
And remote control rat.
Yeah. And... whatever remaining Hamilton merch they didn't sell through after the main dude left the show and then that other dude took over for him.
The main dude. Say his real name, Tom. Lin-Manuel main dude.
Yes. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mermaid dude.
Yes.
You know I'm devoted to that show, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Look.
That's why. You know you know how to hurt us.
Look.
And that's why I come back for more.
But it's not exactly like you're like, ooh, low blow, saying something bad about Hamilton. I think Hamilton can take it.
That's right.
I think you and your Hamilton crew can take somebody throwing a pebble at you.
You're making a reference, of course, to what George Washington says to Hamilton, show Hamilton. My name's been through a lot. I can take it. You're doing a Hamilton quote right then.
Look,
you didn't even know.
I didn't even see this thing. I can't get tickets. I thought
no.
I could get tickets. This is what happened. I tried to get tickets. I went in that crowd where everybody waits for free, right?
Sure.
That didn't work. Admittedly, yeah. I showed up 10 minutes before showtime.
You know what? That probably worked.
Second thing I tried to do, walk in backwards.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Third
way I tried to get in, I put on a powdered wig and me and a friend tried to carry in like a sheet of glass as if we were like working on the show.
here's how you do it. You grow a little and then you go up to and you say, hi, my name's Tom Sharp.
Yeah.
And I'm the new Hamilton. And I was invited to watch the show, start learning my life.
Yes.
And it would confuse them so much, they would let you in.
Is there anything I can do to improve this connection, John? anything. You're cutting out a little bit. If there's not, I'm cool with it. I can figure it out. It's like it's a little bit like a Mad Lib.
Here's what happened. I called up. Mm-hmm. I got a very clear connection to Mike.
Yeah.
I said, "Is this Mike?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Mike, it's me, John Hot. We haven't talked for so long." And he said, "Uh-huh." And then I was on hold for honestly, it was about 90 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. That Mike.
And I had the perfect connection with Mike. Mm-hmm. And then he puts me into this weird echo view.
Then it conks out. Yeah.
And I'm willing to let it go with Mike. I haven't called Luggage Creepy for some time.
Yeah, you should
but
see.
But clearly he's sabotaged the call.
I'm going to say this, John. You wait till you get a load of where he's at in 2016, this guy. You're going to wish we could go back to the thing where creepy luggage was the biggest concern.
I know. That's old news now, you're saying.
You're going to beg. It's just like... just like pre-9/11 thing. You wish you could go back to where you're complaining about at the getting somebody at the airport sticking pamphlets in your face, which never happened anywhere, I don't think.
No.
Ever. That was just a conceit that maybe it happened one day.
of the Zuckerbergs, right?
Yeah. There was one day where it happened. The Zucker brothers were flying that day. And then they never forgot that, nor did they ever look further to realize it wasn't an actual ongoing thing to have Hare Krishnas dancing at the airport with the...
We're going to... Remember that one time that Hare Krishna bothered us at the airport? We're going to turn this thing on its nose.
Yeah.
We're going to totally expose this thing. And I know exactly how we're going to do it. Get Joe Isuzu in here. He's going to be Hare Krishna. No one will ever forget that guy.
No. Well, we did it. We did it.
Now, why am I hearing echoes of echoes?
I don't know. You know, hey, Dudio, in all seriousness, can you just check to make sure there's nothing looping on the board? Somebody said, because last week...
there should be? All right.
A caller last week said on the line that they could hear the bed playing, even though I had it potted down, playing through the show. Is that any better, John?
You sound great. I still hear an echo of my own voice.
An echo of your own voice. That might just be... That just might be, yeah. That might just be the price we pay for this... Wi-Fi world we're living in.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm bringing the quality of it down.
No, you're not. You more than make up for it with the quality of the words you say, John Hodgman.
I do say some good words.
Yeah. So what's going on? What are you doing? You're on vacation now.
Yes. I wrapped up a certain amount of work, and then I rejoined my family. Who have moved here to the dark, cold place known as Maine, the Mordor of New England.
Yes, they're in.
And I've been here. I've been here for 48 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I have been thoroughly beaten up by the landscape.
Thoroughly the what by the landscape?
Beaten up.
Eaten up. Yeah. Look, I got bit so badly the other night by mosquitoes, I almost didn't do the show tonight. My hands are just swollen from it. I got bad reactions, man. I got to figure something out with that.
You're saying you got the Zika?
I think I might have the Zika thing, yeah. I might have it.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, I've always been an early adopter. You know that.
Sure.
I've always tried to just get in on, you know, like.
Virus you hear of, you want to get it as soon as possible.
Yeah, either I'm waiting outside the Apple store. Or I'm waiting in the woods, covering myself in Crisco.
I'm not allowed near the Apple stores anymore.
Not anymore. You got bounced.
Yeah. They didn't like me hanging around outside wearing a suit, glasses, claiming to be PC and charging $25.
But you know what I'll say? At least you're not like that other Fink, that Can You Hear Me Now Fink, that bum who now like jumped phone companies.
Yeah, now he's Sprint.
Yeah, he's got these things. Hey, you remember me? I used to do what? Verizon or something? Now I work for Sprint. You ingrate. You bum. Oh,
when
man.
When I heard that news, Tom, I had to say, the bottom dropped out of my stomach.
Uh-huh.
I was so upset for like a full day. Because that guy worked for Verizon longer than I worked for Apple.
Yeah.
I think he almost got a full decade out of that.
Mm-hmm. So,
and
yeah.
So identified with that thing.
Yeah.
And then Sprint called him up and said, we want you to do the same thing again for us.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was, why not me?
All you,
I'm here.
All you could think was, Do I email Dell? Is this how this works?
Yes.
Do I like?
Yes. How could I be more obvious that I am in wardrobe and ready to go?
You're just like
Commodore 64 is my dream job.
Yeah. Suddenly you're like, hello, everybody. Remember me? I used to be in some other things, but now I'm in this new thing here because the other one stopped writing checks. And these people started writing them.
I am so ready to get right back to that advertised slot. Oh, my goodness.
Look,
and what are they making? Yeah. What are they making now? What kind of computers do they make now?
Yeah.
Can I do it?
Yeah. You'll be like, what's Android? Android's a thing, right? Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do Android now. What is that, Samsung?
Right, exactly. What I would say to them is, look, whatever your new technology is, your app, your thing, I am a 45-year-old, weird-looking white man, father of, I am ready to connect with your audience. Everyone wants to hear what I am.
I do. I would, if you were back on the thing, and look, to be fair, Justin Long's not coming. Well, that ship has sailed. We'll get you with... Maybe we'll put you in with, I don't know who.
I want to hear this. Why not Justin Long?
He's got a TV show or something, right?
I bet you I can.
We get him back in the white room?
Yeah.
Right?
It would be like when the Pets.com, Michael Ian Black, talked about it.
Yeah.
Started doing daytime ads. Cheap car insurance.
Yes. Yeah. There was those where Pets.com had that dog puppet, and then suddenly that Pets.com went under, and I guess when they're liquidating Pets.com, one of the things they could sell for like $3,500 was the right to use the same puppet for other products.
Right.
And suddenly that puppet's going like, so, would you want to do a reverse mortgage on your house? It really works pretty well if you're old and then you cover yourself. You just, like the dog's just selling anything.
Yeah.
Like,
hi, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC, and we're here talking about Wolfgang Puck's new pressure cooker. That's perfect.
That would be, if it's you and Justin Long, and then... You're hawking Sofia Vergara's new high-tech coffee maker, which...
Gabe Bueno, Tom. Gabe Bueno.
That's... And you know what it's called, the coffee maker?
Oh.
It's called Oy Manny. Because she's always saying, Oy Manny, on the show.
That's her pod coffee maker? Like her K-cup coffee?
It is. It's called the Oy Manny.
Oh man, yeah. I bet that's a big ticket item. You could probably put them to every room of a Marriott, a Courtyard by Marriott across the country.
Hey, is that good stuff?
I would love to get a part of that. And if you come to me with a good offer, I could probably go to just that for sure.
All right. Look, we'll get look, if we can't get Justin Long, then we'll get who can we get? We'll get Taylor Lautner. Right?
Sure.
Like that dude. I haven't seen him around in a while. I'm sure he'll be like CW show now, I'm assuming, right?
I had some weird moment where I woke up early in the morning. And you know, I and my 10-year-old son has a adorable habit of waking up at 5:30 in the morning and watching the most terrible television shows he can watch before we wake up and stop him.
Okay.
And I woke up at 6 a.m. one morning, found him watching a Taylor Lautner movie. and I can't remember the name of this movie, but it involved Taylor Lautner as a failing bicycle teacher who turns his life around by discovering parkour. Does that tip bell for you?
So he was a failing bicycle what?
Messenger.
So he's a failing bike messenger who suddenly finds like his second act in life with parkour.
Yeah, by Kong jumping from building to building. And he takes up with a parkour gang. But the manager of the bike messenger service,
yeah,
which, by the way, would have been out of business 15 years ago after email was in.
Yeah. Bike messenger. Yeah, the idea, like, what are you bringing? Blueprint? It's always blueprints also, like. Like, it's a tube with blueprints in it.
It's always a tube.
Like, really? We're working on a building, and it's not important enough for one of us to bring it over across town?
Right.
The blueprints for the building we're building.
I'll get some tribal tattooed guy from the 90s to bring it over.
So you came in, and what did you say? No! Shut that off!
Turn this off immediately. And then he's like, no, it's about parkour. And I say, well, hang on a second. I want to see the scene. Because the manager of the bike messenger outfit, and this is bringing it full circle, Tom, because that's what I am, the king of full circle.
Here we go.
It's not going to be very good. The manager of the bike messenger outfit in the terrible Taylor Lautner movie was Christopher Jackson, who plays George Washington in Hamilton.
In Hamilton.
He had two lines in this thing. And his lines were, you got to start showing up on time, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Lautner's like, I know. I just need to get an advance on my salary, having trouble paying rent. And George Washington goes, meet me inside. And that's it.
So you only know him as George Washington, this guy.
Well, yeah, that's right. But what I loved about it was Taylor Lautner was at the height of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And then here was this guy who was about to be, in about 7 years, in the biggest cultural phenomenon, I'm not going to say of all time, in musical history. And it was just an amazing thing to see how their positions were utterly reversed by the year 2016. Taylor Lautner has disappeared. And this guy, who had two lines, who's an incredible singer, but obviously didn't sing in this movie, suddenly is promoted to being the president of the United States.
Sure,
I like it a lot.
Well, I'll say this, John Hodgman, author, actor, future pitchman for Sofia Vergara's Imani. You have been so busy lately. You're in a different city every day. You're all over the place doing your show everywhere.
Oh,
it's so exciting to see you be, so now you're like a road dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Who would have ever thought you'd turn into like one of these guys? You're like Doug Stanhope now.
It's almost the resemblance is uncanny in every way. So, but Stanhope would be so mad if he ever heard Infected Parrot. First of all, he would not know who I was. And then he would do a little Wikipedia search. And then he would go, that nerd?
Yeah. Before he did a Wikipedia search, he'd be like, whose Wi-Fi can I jump onto? Protected. Protected. Optimum.
What's the password for the network in this club?
Yeah. He's parked outside of a Panera Bread, like his car backed right up alongside it, trying to hop onto the Panera Wi-Fi. And look, I think he's super funny, and I'm also scared he would beat me up. So I'm going to back off.
I move around the country by night, sneaking into town, doing my weird one man comedy storytelling show. But I have to give respect to those guys who are going from club to club, club. That would eat me alive.
Yeah. Well,
I go into theaters. I tell my same little chuckles, the arched eyebrow set, play a little ukulele, get out of town. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's also all good, and I'm going to say this because when you're back from your vacation, I want to see. It's been so long since I've seen you as a friend because we've both been so busy doing different things.
Indeed.
And I would like to have you in here as just a guest and a friend, but I also want to see you just as a friend also. But it's because it's just been. You've been going 100 miles an hour. I've been going 100 miles an hour. Now we will crash into each other.
Yeah, I've really been going about 45 miles per hour. But it'll be one of those interesting slow-speed crashes where we see it coming a mile away. And we're like, there's no way this is avoidable. We're going to crash.
Yeah, but we will crash.
I would love to crash into you, Tom. I would love to crash into the studio, as you know, and it's a great game to me. I haven't been by the new studio yet. I've been enjoying the show so much, and I am very apologetic for the quality of it.
Don't worry. No, everybody knows what you're saying, and I appreciate you calling in during your family vacation time. And
get me out of here, Tom. Get me out of here.
I didn't
see me back.
Oh no, it's only been 48 hours, John. You've got to at least
you don't understand what's going on here.
They don't want to hear your Hamilton stories anymore.
Yeah, I'm standing in the middle of a highway in Maine, just reciting lines from Hamilton, and cars and pickup trucks are driving by fast and throwing lobs in my face.
Look, you enjoy your summer vacation. When you're back, we will get together in multiple fashions. I will see.
I look forward to it.
I do too.
And look, Tom.
Yeah.
If we can ever get to a point where Mike just sabotaged the lung.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'd love to call you back from Maine and give you an update as to what's going on physically painful this place is to me.
All right. Well, we will figure it. If Mike can knock off his hijinks. Mike wanted me to tell you he thinks before the end of the year, that Hamilton's going to also be gone, but he thinks it's not going to be a Halloween store. He thinks they're going to be doing a musical version of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
I think your prediction is better.
You think it'll be a Halloween? Yeah.
I will jeopardize my future connection to say Halloween all the way. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, thank you, John Hodgman. All right, we'll talk very soon.
Sure,
thank you. I miss you, and I will talk to you very soon.
I miss you, too, and I miss all of the friends, Tom. Hello, all of you. And now, goodbye.
Yes, back into the woods with you. Okay.
Farewell.
Bye. Farewell to you. That was awesome, right? See, Mike? Mike said Hodgman's never going to call again. Mike did everything he could to get him off the show. The one guy who could stand up to Mike and could, like, everybody can get to everybody. You know what I mean? Dudio gets to Mike. Mike gets to Hodgman. Hodgman get, like, everybody irked someone. The only one who irks everybody, and this is actually some sad news, I guess, to tie into this. There was a young purple puppet named Wally Wacky Man who used to call the show. And unfortunately, over the 4th of July, he caught on fire. He was on a... Someone strapped him to a firework. And he went up into the air and exploded above the skyline. To be fair, though, he was on one of those big orange fireworks, which is everybody's favorite. What do they call that one? Big orange? Firework term, what do they call that? Big orange? Let's load up about 60 big oranges in here. You know which ones I like? I like big orange. I don't like those little ones that go... Never been impressed by those. Always like big orange. Long range on it. But that night, big orange spread a little bit of purple across the landscape as Wally Wackyman exploded. And now, we've had false reports in the past, and I apologize for those. This I'm getting three confirmations on, which is what any reporter should get. I have three independent sources. Wally Wacky Man, rest in peace, buddy. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Bests. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Bests. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.